And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Yes, it's time once again for Radio Free X-Man.
What's Radio Free X-Man?
We've got 11,000 people at NASA trying to figure that out right now.
Radio Free X-Man's beloved cast of broadcast entertainers are back.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Now, the charming and delightful president of X-Man Mortgage and host of Radio Free X-Man, Bob.
Your head is freakishly large.
Brooks.
Thank you once again for listening to Radio Free X-Man. You are listening to Radio Free X-Man. We are a brilliant mortgage show, and we manage to discuss mortgage every now and then.
It's amazing how mortgage creeps into the topics on this program, as much as we try to prevent it.
Contractual obligations notwithstanding, absolutely.
Who did you sign a contract with, anyway?
My superego. There you go.
Yeah, we'll have to get an attorney on to discuss that, I guess.
Yeah, be a good boy, Ed. Be a good boy, Ed, and sign the stupid paper.
Oh, tax goddess, are you ready for worship?
On the phone with us right now is the tax goddess.
You may worship me now. I don't hear nearly enough groveling and scraping.
My sound effects guy took a trip down the hall. He'll be right back if you want to wait.
No, here he comes right now. Whoop, 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 whoop.
You know, I heard a rumor we're up to 5 listeners now.
That's true. Wow. We have to be solicitous of our rapidly growing audience.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I'll have to set them free after the show's over.
Really? Off go the handcuffs.
Oh, I wanted to go stick pins in them. When you got them all tied up like that, you know. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Well, as you may have guessed on the phone with us now is the tax goddess, and ordinarily we hit up the tax goddess for information about tax and taxation.
I have to break in on this. You're not going to believe this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm at the grocery store right now.
Right.
And I'm sitting at a table in the front, and mm-hmm. I just got hit on by a man who's got to be about 70.
You must remember this.
Hey, good looking.
A kiss is still a kiss.
What you got cooking?
A sigh is just a sigh.
And he was an attractive 70-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped and asked me how many boyfriends I had. And so I said, just the one, the husband, and showed him the ring. He said, oh, okay, and left.
Aww.
You know, I'd
kind
really
of disappointing.
He wanted to be the tax god.
See, and there was your chance to have a sugar daddy.
You could even do the accounting for your new millionaire boyfriend, sugar daddy.
Hey, I'm sure I know how that would end.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it said to me.
What kind of refund is this?
Absolutely, Your Honor. That's what he said.
He wrote it on this piece of toilet paper.
Well, notwithstanding the fact that we normally discuss tax issues with the tax goddess, what we're going to discuss today is this brand new Andrea Yates verdict. And maybe get tax, well, on the subject of mortgage, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And get the tax goddess's perspective from a mother's perspective. So we wanted to open up the show with that. So please continue, tax goddess. What do you think about this?
Well, no, I just want to – okay, I know that it's a hard one. I mean, on the one hand, oh, my God, how could anybody do this? And especially because she said that she knew the devil was telling her to do this. We don't – if that's true, then, well, why do we do what the devil says? He's on the wrong team.
I don't know. He told me he'd eat some donuts this morning, and, man, they were good.
There's nothing wrong with the devil. He's a good guy.
But having been the only person in this show who's actually been pregnant and given birth to several human beings.
Wait. Well, you haven't asked all of us about that. Come on.
I would have gotten a limb here. The fact is that postpartum depression is a very real thing. And until you've experienced it, you cannot imagine what it does to you and what it can do to you. It is unbelievable. I had horrible postpartum depression when I had the first demigoddess, and nobody in the family understood. Nobody knew what was going on, and I didn't know how to talk to anybody. Now, fortunately, with the second one, I knew I was going to be a basket case.
A tradition which carries to this day.
Did I hear extra little voices telling me to drown the kids? No, but I think that people who haven't experienced it, including women who haven't experienced, really downplay how horrible it is and how much it can change you. And I think one of the things that really got me is there's another case being tried right now. A woman named Dina, I want to say Schlesinger. I can't remember the last name.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
the woman up in Fort Worth that cut her kids' hands off or arms
her
off.
Her arms off. The baby's arms off.
Grief.
And you know what? I used to play with her when I was in elementary school.
No kidding.
I knew her when she was a kid, and she was a nice kid. And, you know, I think, how did it go from a kid who lived a block away from me, who I used to play with in, like, I don't know, fourth, fifth grade?
My goodness.
It used to play at my house. How did this happen?
Yeah, but compare the two cases. I mean, Dina clearly is out of her mind, because that is torture inflicted for no sensible reason. On the other hand, an imaginative person can come up with all kinds of reasons why Andrea might do what she did, and also with all kinds of evidence that goes against the story of insanity. For example, she waited to do what she did until her husband had left. If she didn't know right from wrong, why wouldn't she have just done it and expected the husband not to react because, you know, it wasn't wrong? It seems to me like she was well aware.
I'm not saying that I know whether or not she was insane. I don't. I'm just saying that I think there's more to the story, and I think that there is a very real possibility, because you also look at her being institutionalized, her having medication, her being told repeatedly not to have more children, the severe postpartum depression, and being in what to me seems like a very bizarre relationship with her husband, if nothing else.
Something everyone in this room has experience with, I might add.
Youth especially, though, dear.
Man, too what? Much information.
You are in trouble tonight? Oh, that's...
You see that she was in a very, very misogynistic relationship, a very misogynistic church. She repeatedly went for help. She ran away from home. She tried to institutionalize herself. She told the minister that she was afraid she was going to hurt the baby and wanted to take the baby. And when her husband found out, he told her, if you ever say anything to anybody again, I'm going to leave you and take the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the whole story. I'm just saying that I'm not taking the classic. You know, I'm a diehard conservative Republican. I'm sure you're all shocked to find out.
Yeah.
And I'm very much law and order and, you know, punish the criminals. But it's not entirely clear to me that she wasn't insane. I think there's a very real possibility. I know I've seen from a much lesser perspective, of course, what postpartum depression can do to you. I mean, it's unbelievable. You think somebody would be so happy having a child that they really want, a child that they had on purpose, but man, it just turns you into a different person.
Well, there's brain chemicals, you know, dopamine and serotonin and all that, and they fluctuate in the hours and days after the birth of the child as the body.
It's not just hours and days. It can go on for weeks and months.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, These are things I wouldn't know without the helpful intervention of generous ladies such as yourself, because, you know, I just kind of sit here, lump of a guy that I am, and fail to absorb.
And you are a lump.
That's why they call me Big Dog Dave.
Now you just shut those voices up with chocolate now, right?
No, that's the skinny woman inside me trying to get out that I shut up with chocolate.
There you go. I'm going to bludgeon you with this Toblerone bar.
So I did see a great T-shirt when we were on vacation.
Yeah.
I very nearly bought it. It said, "Shut up, voices, or I'll poke you with a Q-tip again."
My favorite
really
is still, "You, get out of the gene pool."
Man.
And, of course, Geraldine from the Flip Wilson Show still comes to us down through the years. The devil made me do it.
Oh, dear.